The bridge project linking Houlton, Wisconsin and Stillwater, Minnesota still needs President Obama's approval. And St. Croix Crossing project manager Don Chiglow says they'll start looking for architects days after that happens. Actual construction is expected to begin during the summer of 2014. Michael Berg is deputy secretary for the Wisconsin DOT. He says Wisconsin has plenty of work ahead before shovels hit the ground.
We have about a $30 million project we estimate at this time for our approach. So we have to dust off the design, clean it up, have some public meetings, go back, re-engage the public in this process, and then we'll see where we're at with property.
Wisconsin's share of the bridge itself is expected to be around $300 million. Berg says the current state budget authorizes bonding for $225 million, and the rest can be made up with federal and state highway funds. Russ Leffler is a retired resident of New Richmond, about 15 miles from the new bridge site. He says he wishes the two-lane Stillwater lift bridge had been replaced long ago when he worked in Minnesota.
I could drive to work and I could get to work in 15 minutes one day, and the next day it would take me an hour and a half to get there because all the traffic was backed up for 3 miles from the bridge.
The St. Croix Crossing has been on hold for decades because of environmental protections and legal challenges from the Sierra Club. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.